We're just over a month away from the June primary, and there are three candidates in the race for Sonoma County Sheriff, a spot vacated by outgoing Sheriff Mark Essick. Joining us now on the KSRO Live Line is one of the three candidates to replace Essick, Assistant Sheriff Eddie Ingram. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So do you think any changes are necessary within the Sheriff's Department, and what would you change if elected?
There are a few things that need to be made within the office. I think number one is our relationship with members of the community. I think that's something that needs to be better. That's something I've talked about several times and something that I look forward to working on, hopefully as the next sheriff. Our recruitment, both the numbers of recruitment, especially on our correctional deputy side, and the diversity of our applicants and employees, I think that's something that also needs to be worked on, and that's something that I have a few plans to work on if I'm lucky enough to be elected the next sheriff.
Now, how does your experience compare to that of the other two candidates running for this position?
Well, I think, number one, that I am contemporary in law enforcement. The other candidates have been out of law enforcement for 10 years, and there have been a lot of changes in the profession of law enforcement, law and best practices, especially within the last couple of years. Also, as we've seen over the past 5 years with our with the wildfires and flood that we've had, I'm the only candidate who has worked through those and managed emergency response, first as a lieutenant and then as a captain during the Kincaid fire. So I think those are things that are important. Keeping the people of Sonoma County safe is certainly the role of the sheriff, and that also includes disaster response. And I think that that's something that is experience that the next sheriff of this county should have.
Now, you mentioned the relationship with the community. So how do you plan to repair the relationship between law enforcement and especially communities of color in Sonoma County after the Sonoma County Commission on Human Rights found that local law enforcement used excessive force and violated people's rights during the George Floyd protests in the summer of 2020, and then, of course, the shooting death of Andy Lopez by a sheriff's deputy in 2013?
Well, you know, really it comes down to communication and having those tough conversations and getting into the communities and talking to people. We have historically, if, you know, people invite us to different groups, then we go and, you know, maybe we send a community services officer or we send a deputy sheriff, but we really don't send someone who has decision-making power within the office. And so I think that is important, that when we are reaching out to the community and we are going to events that we're invited to, that someone with some decision-making authority, or at least someone who has the ear of someone who has decision-making authority within the office, goes. And not only that, is, you know, going to events, not only when we're invited, but going when we know of them, because we are members of the community as well. Mm-hmm. And we shouldn't have to be invited to attend events. I also think that if you are in management for the sheriff's office, I think that it's really important that you serve on some sort of community group, whether it be you know, a baseball group, or, you know, like myself, I serve on Verity. I think that if you are going to be truly ingrained and committed to community engagement, then that needs to be shown from the management level all the way down.
Now, Sonoma County's Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, IOLARO, has made some recommendations and cited ongoing issues within the Sheriff's Department, including a lack of follow-through and disciplinary actions for deputies who use excessive force. Do you think that any of their recommendations should be implemented?
I think there are some that should be implemented. One of the things that I looked at when reading this last annual report was the rate of cases that they were determined to be incomplete investigations. And as sheriff, that'd be something that I'd be working on and looking to reduce that number, because I think that number is certainly too high to have a third of our cases that are reviewed by LARO and they believe that they are incomplete investigations.
Now, Sheriff Essick was pretty vocal about his opposition to some masking mandates and COVID protocols at businesses early on in the pandemic. What do you feel the role of the Sheriff's Department should be in cooperating with health departments and other agencies?
Overall, the role of the sheriff is public safety and cooperating with different groups, whether that be health officers or other law enforcement agencies, in order to advance the goals of public safety, is something that's important and it's critical, and it's our core function.
What about changing things from within versus being an outsider coming in and looking at the situation with fresh eyes? What is your response to people who say, well, you're currently part of the Sheriff's Department. How come it hasn't changed while you're there?
Well, I think that if anyone takes a look at their own personal circumstances, that ultimately in any organization, the boss is the one who has the final decision. And you may be the second in command or you may be the fifth in command, but ultimately the boss is the one that has the final decisions on which way an organization goes. Throughout the campaign, I've heard people say that, you know, I work for the sheriff's office and because of that, I would be much of the same. But I think if people look individually and ask themselves if they are the same as their boss, I think that the answer would most likely be no.
And how can people find out more about your campaign and who is endorsing you? What is your website?
It is ingramforsheriff.com. I can also be found on social media, ingramforsheriff, both on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
That is Assistant Sheriff Eddie Ingram, who is running to replace Mark Essick, who is vacating the position.